It's August 20th, 2026, and this morning, shipping costs, a US-China tariff fight, and a surprise Treasury move are all hitting markets at once. Here's what you need to know. Dev, set the scene. What's the big picture this morning?
Three things happening at once. First, the government quietly bought back some of its own debt, treasuries, and it, you know, sent the dollar sharply lower and bond prices higher. That's a big deal because a weaker dollar touches everything from oil to overseas earnings.
When you say bond prices higher, is that good or bad?
Depends who you are. For borrowers, lower rates could help. For people worried about inflation, it's a yellow flag. The market is still chewing on it.
And then there's Walmart.
Right. Walmart reports earnings this morning before the opening bell. As CNBC noted, it's one of the most watched prints of the summer, essentially a real-time reading on how regular American households are holding up. Are they trading down to store brands, cutting back? That's what analysts want to know.
And the third thing?
The U.S.-China drone tariff fight is getting louder. That's moving industrial and defense-adjacent stocks this morning.
Let's dig into what we're watching most closely today. Dev, what's the lead story?
Container shipping rates. This is the third week in a row they've gone up, and that's crossed a threshold where markets start to take it seriously.
Okay. Why do shipping rates matter to someone who isn't in the shipping business?
Because the cost to move goods around the world is basically a tax on everything. When rates rise 3 weeks running, it usually means one of two things. Either demand for stuff is picking up, or there's a supply crunch somewhere along the route. Either way, it tends to show up in prices for consumers a few months later.
And the China drone tariff story, is that connected?
Potentially, yes. If the standoff escalates and more goods get caught in tariff disputes, shippers reroute. Rerouting adds time and cost. So these two stories are feeding each other a little.
So who feels this most directly?
Retailers, manufacturers, any company that imports goods, which is why Walmart's earnings today are so well-timed. They'll almost certainly get a question about what rising shipping costs mean for their margins going forward.
Margins meaning the gap between what something costs to make or ship and what they sell it for.
Exactly. Squeeze that gap too hard and profits suffer. That's the thing to listen for on their call.
What's gaining steam and what's losing it right now?
Shipping rates, the China drone tariff story, and the Treasury dollar move, all three are gaining steam fast. These weren't really on anyone's radar a week ago, and now they're all confirmed market movers at once.
Anything cooling off?
The Moderna Merck melanoma vaccine story is still out there, still bullish, but the initial excitement has leveled, and the market has largely absorbed the phase 3 win news. It's not fading, just less urgent than it was.
Good to know. All right, Dev, play devil's advocate on the shipping story. What's the case that this isn't actually a big deal?
Fair. 3 weeks is a trend, but it's a short one. Shipping rates are notoriously volatile, and they spiked during COVID, crashed, spiked again. 3 weeks up does not automatically mean persistent inflation is coming back.
So it could just be noise.
Could be seasonal. Could be one route. One type of cargo. The worry is real, but it's premature to call it a crisis. Watch for a fourth week.
What should people have on their radar going into tomorrow?
Walmart's earnings call for the shipping and consumer spending color, and watch the dollar. If it keeps sliding after today's Treasury move, that ripples into oil prices, gold, and anything with overseas revenue.
And the drone tariff situation?
Any headline out of Beijing or Washington, there could move fast. That one's live.
That's Narrowtech Daily for August 20th. Thanks for listening. We'll be back tomorrow. Narrowtech Daily is generated from market narrative signals for information only. It is not investment advice, and nothing here is a recommendation to buy or sell any security. Do your own research.